sink to the ground.
Every city, every town.
Bring the precinct to the ground.
So last night, Black Lives Matter rioters completely destroyed yet another city, Philadelphia. And unless you were living under a rock, you've probably seen some of these clips that my team captured last night. I know you're not surprised because we've gotten really used to Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all of these mostly peaceful protesters committing atrocities and chaos around the country. It's really kind of sad that we've accepted this as a new normal. I mean, right now I'm standing by, what is this? I don't even know what I'm standing by. This is a Metro by T-Mobile phone store, and people have stolen every single piece of equipment that have come from this place. Check out some more of these clips from last night of people looting all around from both myself and my producer Savannah of the indiscriminate and chaotic looting and ransacking of private businesses. Now, I know you're looking at me and you're saying, what's different about you? Did you get a new haircut? I mean, what is it about my face that's new? Did I gain a little weight? Yes, I did. But that's not exactly what I'm trying to bring up. You might have noticed this little thing. It's actually a few things in my mouth. Last night while I was recording, I was jumped by Black Lives Matter rioters. And this clip kind of went viral all around the country and sparked a debate over whether or not journalists should do journalism when it comes to exposing the terroristic acts of radical left-wing groups.
Oh, don't shut the door. We need this door open.
Somebody hold the door open.
We need this door open. Lock it to the wall. We need this door open.
All right, hold up.
Hey yo, bro, stop recording. Stop recording.
Now, I'm okay, and I'm really glad that I was only sort of jumped. I was hit about a dozen times, and this isn't the whole story. We'll get into that on Friday's podcast, but I wanted to give you guys an update. For instance, these rioters are so foolish. This is a dollar store right here. Check this out. This is a dollar store where they sell dollar items, and rioters and looters from Black Lives Matter broke into what kind of stores? Jewelry stores, amazing stores, whatever that might be, Banana Republic. I don't know what people buy anymore. I don't even shop. It's COVID. No, they broke into Five Below, where they sell $5 and under items, to a dollar super dollar, a Dollar Tree. Like, man, if you're gonna risk your life, commit violence, and destroy your own city, at least get something better than an off-brand roll of toilet paper and a 25-cent plastic cup. I mean, these people are really foolish. But they also broke into banks, and for multiple places, I'm going to tell you, the police lost control of the city. Look at the pandemonium. Okay, that's not the whole story. I'm going to tell you this. People say that, oh, this was Antifa. This was not Antifa. This was Black Lives Matter. These were the African-American community destroying their own city, their own neighborhoods. And this is important to realize, and I always emphasize this. People like to blame Antifa for everything because they're white. It's politically correct to put all the blame on white people. But while white people tend to commit acts of not only vandalism and arson, the black community has a problem with breaking in and looting. This is both two different ways that they riot, both dangerous, but this is a reminder, as always, that this extremity that we're seeing across our country is not just based off of skin color, but it's an ideology that affects all people who fall prey to it. You are not a victim, and when you believe you're a victim, you'll destroy your own environment. You'll destroy your own city. There's a lot more we're going to show you on Friday's podcast. My name is Elijah Schaefer, reporting for Slightly Offensive out here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a swing state in this election. Make your vote count. Anyway, have a great rest of the week. Make sure you guys know this. Right now, we have our best deal ever. If you want to support these trips, if you want to continue to support the work that we're doing out here all across the country, go to blazetv.com/slightlyoffensive. Use my code Elijah to get our best deal, $30 off a year. That means that it's only about $5 a month for an entire subscription. That's like the price of a coffee. Anyway, support us. Support the good work that we're doing. Go to blazetv.com/slightlyoffensive. Use my code Elijah. Have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.